Howdy, history writers. This is Stark Boyle, head word wrangler and trail moss of OldWestDailyReader.com. Taking a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 48 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of November 23rd through November 29th in the Great American Old West? November 23rd, 1873, founding of the National Woman's Christian Temperance Union, the WCTU, in Hillsboro, Ohio, officially declared at a national convention in Cleveland, Ohio in 1874. The purpose was to create a, quote, sober and pure world, unquote, by abstinence, purity, and evangelical Christianity. The first national president was Mrs. Annie Turner Wittenmeyer, serving 1874 to 1879. The World's Women's Christian Temperance Union was founded in 1883 and became the international arm of the organization. The temperance movement is still going today, with chapters in 72 countries. November 24th, 1874, patent 157124 for a, quote, improvement in wire fencing, unquote, is granted to Joseph F. Glidden when the lawsuits over the invention settle in his favor. The original barbs are made on a coffee grinder. Barb Fence Company of DeKalb, Illinois will manufacture, quote, the winner, unquote. And the Frying Pan Ranch in Potter County, Texas will prove that the product works. Many variations will follow, but the first revolution has begun, and barbed wire, the devil's rope, will transform the West. November 25th, 1876, the Dull Knife Fight, Wyoming Territory. Along Bates Creek, near the North Fork of the Powder River. This action was part of the pursuit of Crazy Horse after the defeats at Rosebud Creek and the Little Bighorn. Leading four regiments of cavalry and a large number of Indian scouts, Colonel Ranald S. McKenzie falls on the winter camp of the Cheyenne under Dull Knife and Little Wolf. Some inhabitants are killed, but most are driven out into the winter landscape, where many will freeze to death. The village of 173 lodges and all of its resources are destroyed. Nearly 500 horses are taken. Most of the survivors surrender promptly. A few will survive to join Crazy Horse. The Cheyenne's ability to fight is forever broken. November 26, 1965, Wild Bill Elliott, Gordon A. Nance, the Red Rider, dead at age 61 in Las Vegas, Nevada. First, with Columbia Pictures, The Great Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok, 1938, was a serial. His horse was Dice. The Law Comes to Texas, 1939. Then at Republic Pictures for Calling Wild Bill Elliott, 1943, with Gabby Hayes. And 16 Red Rider films with Bobby Blake as Little Beaver, Cheyenne Wildcat, 1944, Sun Valley Cyclone, 1946, His Horse Was Thunder. Elliott had a radio show for a short time in the 1940s, but his fortunes faded with the demise of the B-movies in the 1950s. But he'd made a lot of films. November 27, 1868, the Washita Massacre. Along with 103 women and children, Southern Cheyenne Chief Black Kettle, age approximately 65, died at the hands of Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer's 7th Cavalry at the Battle of the Washita River near Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Black Kettle had survived the Sand Creek Massacre in 1864. He attempted to promote peace on numerous occasions, always betrayed by the whites. As with much of this sort of thing, his actions and the legitimacy of his fate are subjects of considerable debate. Major Joel Elliott and 17 troopers were massacred near the Washita River, abandoned by Custer, perhaps, in the group of 53 prisoners taken was Monhasita, who later bore an illegitimate child alleged to be George Custer's, or was it Tom's? Not the only times the Custers were accused of such. November 28, 1881, Tombstone, Arizona. Seamstress Addie Borland with Albert Blickley, R.F. Coleman, J.B.W. Gardiner, Martha King, C.H. Light, Judge J.H. Lucas, and H.F. Sills are called before Justice of the Peace Wells Spicer to testify at the hearing for Wyatt Morgan and Virgil Earp and Doc Holliday over the deaths of Billy Clanton, Frank, and Tom McLowry at the gunfight at the OK Corral. Little light will be shed. November 29, 1847, the Whitman Massacre. The Cayuse and Nez Perce Indians had long been uneasy with the Whitman mission. Then, when a measles epidemic led the natives to believe that Dr. Marcus Whitman saved whites while allowing Indians to die, they attacked the mission. Taking numerous hostages, they killed Dr. Whitman, his wife Narcissa, and a dozen others in and near the mission at Waialapu on the Oregon Trail. This event was the beginning of the seven-year Cayuse War, not the first or the last time religious fervor would cause Indian trouble. This was Program 48 for 2019. All the material presented here is copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Those fine old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Happy Thanksgiving, riders. Thanks for riding by.